The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Fairy House. A very good card to look forward to there on the first day of the Irish Grand National Meeting. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Oh, I'm very well, actually. Yeah, I'm good. In good form.
Good. Good card to look forward to in Fairy House today. A couple of grade ones, a grade two and some big handicaps.
Yeah, spectacular card, isn't it? Yeah, really looking forward to this. Lots of Cheltenham form on the table. And the Ryanair Gold Cup is very much the highlight. I mean, that race shouldn't let us down. We've got three horses in that race that ran blinders at Cheltenham, and we've got Jetan de Burley sandwiches in there as well to make it really, really interesting.
Yeah, getting a lot of weight as well down at the bottom, isn't she? So
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we'll move on to that in due course. That's the 4:20, but starting in the 2:20, which is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, we've got another Willie Mullins runner that's pretty short. It's 2-5 for Unique de Bercy, Ruby Walsh on board that one. 5-1 for Cessna Tregee. 5-1 for Voices of Spring. Powers Bomb is 12, 16s for Elusive Ivy, and 25s are bigger prices for the others. As far as the betting is concerned, Andy, this is all about the Willie Mullins trained runner. Do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, the card is very much from the ridiculous to the sublime, the other way around here. I mean, how this is on this card, I do not know. What a terrible novices hurdle this is. And a lot of these will be running in sort of summer jumping races, and I suggest most of these will probably never ever win a race. It's a real poor heat apart from one horse, and that's a standout in the shape of Unique de Bercy, who should absolutely lap this lot up. 2-5, 4-9 this morning. I think this horse will go off even shorter than that, to be perfectly honest, because I just don't think the others are up to the standard that this horse has already set. Obviously, a win of a bumper in pretty impressive fashion, and there's obviously had one or two issues since that second to the jobbies right at Clonmel over a year ago. Looked very much like the most likely winner that day as well. Coming down to the last, actually probably went barely a neck, half a length up of Michael Horrigan's charge, only just to scuff the last, jump out to the left, lose a lot of momentum. And because there's a very short climb to the line at Clonmel, the other horse got the propulsion away from it, the jobbies right. And as we know, he's a very strong stayer as well. So it was one that probably got away on that occasion. Not sure what the problem has been subsequently, but all the reports are that Unique de Bercy is back in that kind of form. And even a below par run would probably be good enough to take this, because I'm not absolutely convinced that the second favourite, Cessna Tregee, is a strong enough stayer. A horse that runs over 7 furlongs and a mile on the flat, running on heavy ground here against a proper out-and-out stamina-laden horse, I'd have my doubts. And the rest of them look an absolute million. So like I say, it's a very, very short price. But as I said, I think that 2-5, 4-9 this morning will be seriously under pressure.
Okay, so odds-on favourite in the first that should win. The second race is the 2:50. This is a Grade C handicap hurdle, novice handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And Sir Scorpion is 9-4 at the top of the market, 4-1 for Indesperate. Call Me PJ is 7-1, 10-1 for Greatness, 12s for Lil Shane, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open race, Andy, but they seem to be coming for this Thomas Mullins trained Sir Scorpion at the top of the betting. AP McCoy travels over to ride. What do you make of the favourite here?
Yeah, fun enough, Mark. I've been waiting for him to run for quite a while, ever since he won that race at Leopardstown prior to the Cheltenham Festival, because he did it in the style of an improving horse, one that found a bit of form from left field. And the other one is because of the speed figure of that race. They went a real good gallop that day. Is herself about as a renowned front runner, made the pace from the start and set it up for the closers, going down to the last. And so Scorpion really did power up the Leopardstown Hill that day. Looked like probably finishing second or third as it jumped the last, but stayed on really strongly to get the better of the other JP McManus-owned horse, Princely Con, who went to the Cheltenham Festival, of course, and although disappointed in the county hurdle, was very much well-found in the market. But like I say, the speed figure of that race is absolutely off the charts. They really did rattle around that day. So just numbers-wise, figures-wise, this horse off a mark of 112 ran to a much higher standard that on the bare bones, on the numbers. And to be fair, this race looks even weaker than the one it won at Leopardstown, if I'm being absolutely truthful. Some really seriously badly handicapped horses in this race, such as the top two or three. I think Marches Morcone's got it all on as well. Ridderstan looks particularly badly handicapped, considering he's a predominantly summer jumping horse. Call Me PJ won a Mickey Mouse race of the day at Navan, largely due to the fact that Upmo Zeal, the professional loser, once again chucked it away in the latter stages. So really and truthfully, I think the market has got this one about right. It does look very, very short, and probably one or two punters will be looking at this, scratching their heads, thinking, how on earth can I take 9-4 about a horse who just won one race in seven starts? But that one race was such a special one on the numbers that I think even that 9-4 looks a fair price. So hopefully Tony McCoy will sign off his sort of fairy house, you know, last few rides with a winner here in the shape of Sir Scorpion.
Okay, so Scorpion then in the second race, the 320 is race three in the card. This is a Grade 1 mares novices hurdle. It's the final of the Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders' Fund Mares Championship. And Willie Mullins has won this for the last couple of years. He's got three in the lineup this year, but none of them are the favourite because Harry Fry's British Raid, a bit of a puzzle, who was third in the mares hurdle. He's 11-4 at the top of the market, 5-1 for Rock on the Moor. Petit Parisian is 6s, 13-2 for the Pirates Queen. Another of the Willie Mullins runners, Urana, has been backed from 11-1 into 7-1 this morning. It's 8s for Carrigmore Rock and 14s bar those. Would you like in the mares race, Andy? It's a good race, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a very good race, yeah. It's almost too good in that respect. We've got so many different imponderables, different form lines. All the generations are represented in here. And, I found it a real head-scratcher. It was not every horse, Mark, ticks absolutely every box. Some have got the ground, but then they've had hard races at Cheltenham. Some have got the right distance, but they haven't got the ground. And some horses have got the ground, but they haven't got the right distance. So it's a real trappy one for me. It's a bit like putting a square peg in a round hole. And I've ended up coming down on two, really. I think one of them has to be Urana. She won very, very easily at Sandown. And I think the fact that she's probably missed a good proportion of the hard season that a lot of these have had in the middle of winter, that might just be the saving grace for her. She didn't have a particularly hard race at Sandown, as we know, even though she won very, very easily. And the fact that she obviously is trained by Willie Mullins, has got such a great record in this race, also very much gives her a major, major chance. Interesting that Tom Segal and the Racing Post has decided to go for her, despite Ruby Walsh going for another horse in the race, who I've got a bit of time for as well, Petit Parisienne, but she had a brutally hard race in what I think was probably one of the best Triumph hurdles we've seen in recent times, and she's unproven at the trip, so even though Ruby's on that, I do think Urana could well be the one to be with out of the top end of the Mullins stable. And also feel as though Keppel's Queen has been overlooked here as well by majority of punters, largely due to the fact that Robbie Power has decided to ride the other stable representative, Rock on the Moor. Now, Robbie's ridden both of these horses quite extensively this year, so you'd think he'd know. But I do think the ground is very much in Keppel's Queen's favour today, not necessarily in Rock on the Moor's favour. And at 20-1, 16-1 with some firms, I do think Jessica Harrington's technically second string might just prove a little bit of value here. She beat Lyrical Theatre the last day down in Limerick, and Lyrical Theatre was a 3-on chance, but there was no fluke about that performance. And as I say, I do think she's probably a little bit better than the odds suggest that she is. So a couple against the field. Urana, definitely the number one choice, already been back this morning. And the other one on the drift, but don't think we should be put off anyway, and that's Keppel's Queen.
Okay, couple against field then in the mares final. The 350 is the fourth race on the card. This is a novice hurdle over 2.5 miles, a Grade 2 event, and the market headed by Shane's Hill, who's 4-7. 5-1 for Outlander, Snow Falcon 6s, 16-1 for Prince of Scars, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Shane's Hill, another odds on Willie Mullins runner today, Andy. Does it follow suit and win this?
It should do, shouldn't it? This one's very, very difficult to get away from. Cheltenham Festival form, as we've seen already in the last few weeks, is beginning to work out really well with various races being advertised. And there's no reason to go against Shane's Hill here to uphold that Cheltenham Festival form. Excellent second to Duvan. Duvan obviously proved the best of his generation with a very smooth and cosy win in the Supreme Novices. And once again, the Supreme Novices was the fastest speed figure on day one of the Cheltenham Festival. Indeed, Willie Mullins' charger ran much quicker than Fahim. Obviously, Fahim wasn't full throttle in that race in the early stages, but you know, the Supreme Novices contained albeit a smallest field, some of the best horses around. You know, you had Sizing John, Lammy Surge, Cuey, Tellus Moore, Vizoville, Jolly Allen. You know, the tail of the tape there reads really impressively. So for Shane Hill to come out second best in amongst the generation of 2015 certainly tells you how good he is. And he should, in all intents and purposes, get the better of his two stable companions who contested different races at the Cheltenham Festival, they being McKinley and Outlander. You certainly got to respect one or two other horses in the race. They're all nice in their own right, but they're not as good as Shane Till. I think the step up in triple suit him. He's already a course and distance winner. So let's go with another Willie Mullins trained horse in the shape of Shane Till in that Grade Two novices.
Okay, Shane Till in the 3.50. The 4.20 is the big race of the afternoon. It's the Ryanair Gold Cup Novice Chase, a Grade One over 2.5 miles. A cracking race to look forward to, and with a slight fear of sounding like I'm repeating myself, it's another strong hand for Willie Mullins here. He's got the front two in the betting. Gitane de Berlay was 13-8 down at the bottom there. She's receiving plenty of weight from her rivals. Valsalido next in at 7-2. 4-1 for Apache Stronghold, who ran a blinder behind Vator at Cheltenham. 13-2 for Gilgan Boa, and 10s or bigger for the others. Cracking race this, Andy. So who'd you side with?
This one has been pulling at my sort of like heartstrings all week, really, because I've got a huge amount of respect and time for both Apache Stronghold and Voisolido. In fact, I backed both of those two at the Cheltenham Festival, believing that they were by far and away the best two novices I'd seen over 2.5 miles going into the four-day bonanza at Prestbury Park. Well, along came Vator and absolutely blew them out of the water in such a spectacular fashion that I had to sort of revisit my calculations and suggest that, Vator must be a freak almost, to be honest, to beat those two horses the way he did. Because prior to that, both Apache Stronghold and Voisolido had done nothing wrong on the speed figures. Their performance in the Flowgas Novices Chase at Leopardstown on the 8th of February was an unbelievable time on the numbers. That was definitely the best form going into the festival, but they couldn't hold a candle to Vator. So they represent probably the best form going into this race. But unfortunately, and this is the big but, they are up against a hugely, hugely talented mare in the shape of Gitane de Berlay, who receives an amazing stone or £15 off these two very good horses. More importantly, on ground that she will absolutely love. Now, both Apache Stronghold and Fazolido will go on the ground, but whether they're going to be as effective as Willie Mullins' informed five-year-old mare is very much open to question. And also, Gitane de Berlay comes out on the speed figures very, very respectably as well. Particularly her performance at Sandown when she beat Irish Saint was one to behold. She's gone on to win subsequently Auto in a Grade 3, making all the running. And I'm pretty much sure that that's the way that Ruby Walsh will ride this mare today. He's got all the allowances. He knows he's on a horse that stays well, usually jumps well. She can put in the odd low jump, which sometimes leaves your heart in your mouth. But generally speaking, she's fairly solid. And if she gets into a good rhythm at the head of affairs, it's going to be very, very difficult for the other two, the big two, Apache Stronghold and Vazolido, to cope with Gitane de Berlay.
Gitane de Berlay then in the 4.20. The 4.55 is the penultimate race in Ferry House today. It's a Grade B novice handicap chase. It's over 2 miles and at 1 furlong, and Mr. 51 is the 100-30 favourite. 7-2 for Minella for you. Dissios is 11-2. 7-1 for Mr. Hotelier and Ben Mead, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like there, Andy?
I'm a big fan of Dissios. He's done absolutely nothing wrong so far in four starts over fences. In fact, he's been dining at the very top table. You look at the horses he's been up against. Vator, Claire Cam on his first run at Navan. He certainly performed with a good deal of credit on that occasion. Then lots of memories. Fine Rightly, Champagne James the next day, back at the same track. Up against Brook to Teal at Nace on the 7th of February. Once again, run an absolute blinder. And then he chased down Sizing Granite, who I think is going to be a really good horse in the future for Henry de Bromhead. The last day, that was at Leopardstown, in a very hot race. He also comes out very well on my speed figures. His four times are all very much high up on my sheet. He stays well, he jumps well, he's got a good cruising speed. And for me, he's very much the form pick here. He's only got a mark of 127 as well, and I think that's very, very lenient. He could be extremely well handicapped in his first foray in this kind of grade. And despite him being sort of slightly overlooked in the market, I actually think he's a force to be reckoned with here. He's around about a 6-1 poke this morning. I'd actually have him my favourite on my sheet. So this is probably one of the best bets on the card for me here, Dicey. He's not as sexy as one or two others early on in the card, but at 11-2 with William Hill, I think we can get deeply stuck into this horse, have a good each-way bet, and hopefully the speed figures work out.
On to the final race, the 5:30. We finish with a 2 mile bumper. No form on offer here. 2-1 for Castello Sforza. 5-1 for Bellamy De Civola. Death Duty is 11-2. 8-1 for another Cyclone and Majestic Touch. And 10s are bigger for the others. I can't really ask you for a selection here, can I, Andy?
It's very difficult, isn't it, for me to be dogmatic about horses that I don't really know, if I'm being honest. Obviously, it's interesting that Don Cantillon sent one over. I'll just mention a couple of horses, including here, Majestic Touch, of course. Don's a very, very shrewd operator when it comes to the bumpers, as we've seen in the last year or two. And the fact that he saved this horse, especially for the Fairy House Festival, could well be interesting. Obviously, Willie Mullins has got several in there. Castillo, Zavora is obviously one of them. And another interesting runner here would be Bellamy de Civola from the Gordon Elliott stable. Gordon has just had an embarrassment of riches in this department so far this season, with his bumper winners up and down, almost rivaling Willie Mullins in many respects. And he's got a gelding by Network here, out of a nice mare, ridden by Nina Carberry in the colours of Gicking Stout Stud, of course, have been responsible for many of Gordon's winners this season. He also could be very interesting. So it's a race I think a lot of people should take down their pen and jotting papers and mark a few names down for the future. Very difficult to come up for a selection. If pressed, I probably would go for Bellamy de Civola, but I think a race to watch and savour on what should be a glorious day at Fairy House this afternoon.
It should. It's a great card in prospect. Just quickly spin us through your selections, Andy, if you wouldn't mind before you go.
I will do, yes. A fantastic roll of honour, star-studded card. Beginning with what should be Willie Mullins winner in the shape of Unique de Bercy in the 220. The 250, a little bit of a trappy race to many, but I really do think this Scorpion's incredibly well handicapped still. And with McCoy on, I think he could even go off shorter than the 94 quotes this morning. The 320 looks a real puzzle. Plenty of horses here have got good form this season. But I'll go with Urano as my main choice, followed by Keppel's Queen as a bit of a backer with a bigger price. Shane Hill should keep the bandwagon rolling for Willie Mullins in that grade two. Another winner for Willie Mullins surely awaits in the shape of Jeton de Burley, probably is that vote in the Ryanair Gold Cup. 4.55, probably the best value on the card is Dicios, who's been putting around about 6-1 this morning generally. I think that's a massive each-way price. And in the final race, just a token selection, just to see how it runs. That's Bellamy de Civola for the Gordon Elliott stable.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck today and enjoy the action in Fairy House.
Well, Dave, looking forward to it. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.